Kolosan Hayamim, Hu Yashem Bein HaAnashim, Vehi Yashena Bein HaAnashim. So the Gemara in the bottom of Hayamim will come back to discuss the Issa Yichud. The Rasa Be Yichud. So therefore, he sleeps among the men and she sleeps among the women. So what does that mean? It's and or. Hu Yashan Bein HaAnashim. So why does she have to sleep Bein HaNashim? Yeah. Means, or, Hu Yashem Bein, Da'asa B'yichud, right? So he goes, he sleeps in a place where there are other men. But she has to sleep with the other women? If he's sleeping with the other men, then there's no problem, she can sleep alone, no? What's Pshat? Who?
She might pull him out.
Huh?
She might pull him out. We want to protect her from going and getting.
So we're going to make an issa for her to pull him out. Every Yisa Yichud. Somebody's be Yichud, so they take along somebody who's what? Who's either a Shema for him or a Shema for her. You need both.
So if a Chassin Kalish, you don't want to need a Shema. If a Chassin Kalish, different Shema.
It's different. I mean, it's Yichud. So the truth is that the Rush learns that this is different than all Yisra Yichud. All Dina Yichud, it's enough to have one Shema. And here you need a shomer for both. You need Hu Yashem Bein HaAnashim, Hu Yashem Bein HaAnashim. You need more shmira in this case than in a regular case. And as we'll see on the bottom of the Amid, this comes up also by a chuppas nida. That by a chuppas nida, according to this Gemara, you'll need, at least at night, you'll need more than one shomer. And it's a chuppas nida, they sometimes put a child in the room, in the yichud room. They only put one, they don't put in more than one. Because by day, it's enough one shomer. But by night, we pass them like this, that you need two shomer. You need Hu Yashem Bein HaAnashim, Hu Yashem Bein HaAnashim. It's a shame we get to the bottom of Yamid, we'll get back to this. Next din, Ve'im Moinin Tachshitim and Akala Kol Shloshim Yayim. And we don't stop the kala from wearing tachshitin, makeup, or jewelry. Kol shloshim yayim, all 30 days of what? All 30 days, Rashi says, yimei avelus. That means that even though she's an avela, if let's say it's ima shel kala that died, so we allow her to wear makeup all 30 days. So from here we see Rashi Shita is that a vela who's not a kala is also to have tachshitim, also to wear makeup for 30 days. Now what's mashma? Now what's mashma is Gemara. Gemara says that since she's a kala, ima in the tachshitim and a kala, all 30 days. Seems from that if she would not, if she'd be a regular woman who becomes an avela, that she doesn't have makeup for 30 days. So what?
You're saying that she has to.
Like,
you know, she can't be like
Havashot. Ain't meinin means we don't ask. Ain't meinin tashit. So the Rush disagrees. The Rush says there's no such din. There's no such din that an avela is usher in tashitim after shiva. It's only shiva that it's usher. After shiva, it's not usher. So how do you explain the Gemara? So the Rosh teaches, "Ein moinin tachshitim and akala kol shloshim yayim," means shloshim yayim of mishta. The 30 days after her wedding, any time in 30 days after her wedding, that akala becomes an avela, she can become an avela 3 weeks after the wedding. Any time during the 30 days of mishta of akala, we allow her to wear tachshitim, even though it's tachshiva. Follow? So Rashi learns shloshim yayim of avelus. That for 30 days of avelus, we allow a kala to wear. And the Rosh says, no, there's only an issa tachshitim in the first place for 7 days. So lamed yayim is the lamed yayim of a mishta of a chas of a kala. The chiddush in the Rosh is that he's saying there's such a thing as shloshim by a chas and kala. I mean, you get married, you never heard of shloshim. You know, you heard of shiva. I hate to call it shiva. Shiva brachas, we call it. And shana rishayna, you heard of. But you never heard of shloshim by a chas and kala. According to the Rush, there's such a gather of extra simcha for shloishim yayim that ein mayim tashit for shloishim yayim. So she came away on the 28th day. So according to the Rush, for two more days, the 28th, 29th, and 30th, she could wear a tachshitin. And then after that, no. Now for Shloshes Yemei HaMishta, we allow her, Shloshes Yemei HaMishta, we allow her to wear. So either if you learn like Rashi, it's a chiddush, you learn Rashi. If you learn like Rashi, it's a chiddush, Rashi is machadish, that isn't it's a tachshitin for a novel for 30 days. If you learn like the Rush, it's a chiddush, that there's no it's a tachshitin for 30 days. But the chiddush is that there's a geder of shloishim yayim for a chasen v'kam. So that's mashma. Yeah. See Rabbi Kivayga, the Gilyan Hashas says I am Magen Avram. See the Tafrei Shud Gimel, the Magen Avram brings the Raya. Okay. So this is a machlaikis Rashi in the Rosh. Now there's another machlaikis. So machlaikis in halacha, when you have a situation where a chas and kala become an oval during Sheva Brachas. During the Sheva Brachas week, a chas and a kala become an oval. So the halacha is, and this says here in the Rosh and in the Rambam, that we're mashlim the Shivas Yimei HaMishta. We finish the 7 days. They bury the mace, of course. You finish the 7 Yimei HaMishta. Then Nayig the Shivas Yimei HaVemus. Okay, I mentioned this to you once before. I said we get back to it. And that here is where the Rosh says it on this Amid, that you're mashlim the Shivas Yimei HaMishta, and then Shivas Yimei HaVelus, and then the Shloishim of Avelus. The Ravid is masig on the Rambam. And he tells the following issue. Now, how come? They became Avelim during Sheva Brachas week. So they finished Shivas Yimei HaMishta. Then they have Shivas Yimei HaVelus. That is no machlaikis. The Ravid is not arguing. Now, where do you count Shloishim from? When does the 30 days end? Okay, let's say they got married on Rosh Chodesh Nissan, and they became Avelim on Gimel Nissan. So they finished the Sheva Brachas till the 7th day of Nissan, and then they start the Shivas Yimei Avelus. Where do we start counting the Shloishim of Avelus? From Zayin Nissan? No, Pesach Zimun, knock it off. Change that. Not Nissan, Cheshvan. Okay? They are going to have 30 days of Avelus. The 30 days of Avela starts from when? Before I tell you to start, let's figure it out. What would you say? The man actually died on Gimel Cheshvan. But the Chasen Kala said he finished the Yomtiv till the 7th day of Cheshvan. And then they started Avelas. So where do you say the Shloshim should start? What would you say, Alpi Svara? Huh? Shloshim starts either from when they bury on Gimel, or from when, or from Zion. Why? Because there weren't Nayag Avelus. Just like the Shiva starts from Zion, maybe the Shloshim should start from Zion.
But if it will be Yom
Tov,
right.
The Shiva
anyway.
Right.
So it's still starting
the Shloshim
there anyway, so it's different. It's the same way it's
a regular day. Good, very good. All right, so the Rosh and the Rambam say that the Shloshim starts from after the Shivas Yimei HaMishta. In other words, it'll be 37 days or 36 days, whatever it is, from when the man died. They'll be dying. In other words, just like the Shiva starts after Shivas Yimei HaMishta, the same thing, the Shloshim starts beginning from after the Shivas Yimei HaMishta. And the Ravid argues, the Ravid says, why? Why? Just like a Yom Tov counts towards the Shloshim, why shouldn't the regular of Chasna also count to the Shloshim? So this is a machlaikis. We have to answer maybe the Rambam, but in the meantime we have a machlaikis. When does the Shloshim Yimei Avelus begin? Does it begin from death, or does it begin from the end of the Shivas Yimei HaMishta. This is the Machlaikas. Now, so I spoke out now two Machlaikas. We have Machlaikas Rashi and the Rosh. What it's referring to. And we have a Machlaikis, the Rambam and Rosh against the Ravid, if Avelus goes till 30 days from death, or goes till whatever it is, 36 days or 35 days from death, from Shloshim after the Shevus Yimei HaMishta. Now, Bashkofa Rishon is two Machlaikis and have zero to do with each other. But the Netziv points out that these two machlaiksim are totally zebizeh. How in the world are they totally zebizeh? So he says they are totally zebizeh. Because the Lashna Gemara, Ein Mainin Tachshitim in Akala Kol Shloshim Yai. We don't stop the Kala in Tachshit in 30 days. Rashi learns it means 30 days of Avelus. Could the Rosh learn that? Could the Rosh teach Shloshim Yimei Avelus? Obviously the answer is no. But why? What should the Rosh, what should it say if it means Avelus?
Huh?
According to the Rosh, you have 7 days plus 30 days. According to the Rosh, you have 30 days plus 7 days, not 30 days. Avelus goes to 37 days from the wedding. 37 days from the wedding. We're going to be makel that she could have tachshitim 37 days after the wedding? Why? Why should we allow her more than 30 days after the wedding? Otherwise she's like a regular woman. It's one thing to say it's mutter for 7 days, another thing to say it's mutter for 30 days. Why should it be mutter beyond 30 days? If you learn that the Avelus extends, in our Gemara's case, they got married, and the man died. Right? The Bechnisa Semes L'cheder. And they got married. The Avelus of Shloshim is going to end 37 days after the death, after they got married. According to the Rosh, it ends Lamed Zayin Yayim. It's 37 days after after they got married that the Shloshim of Avelus ends. So it makes no sense, according to the Rosh, what do you mean? Why should I be making 30 days of Avelus? The 30 days of Avelus go beyond the 30 days of Yimei Mishta. 30 days from the Chasna and 30 days from when they got married. If they got married on Rosh Chodesh Cheshvin, so it's going to end on at the end of Aleph Kislev. It's going to end the 30 days, but the Avelus doesn't end till Zion, Vavo Zion Kislev. So what do you mean we let her wear tachshitim kol shloshim yayim of Avelus? The shloshim yayim of Avelus goes too far, like the Rosh Hashita. Like the Ravid, it's very good. The shloshim of Avelus and the shloshim of Chasna are exactly the same. Because they got married on the same day the man died. So the shloshim of Avelus, the shloshim of Chasna end. So Rashi holds like the Ravid. Rashi says shloshim of Avelus ends at the same time as shloshim from the Chasna. It makes sense to say 30 days of Avelus. But if you hold, like the Rosh and the Rambam, that the Shloshim of Avelus goes till when? How many days after the wedding? 37 days. So why should I be Michael? Kol Shloshim Yayim. All 30 days of Avelus I should be Michael? Why? It's already 37 days after the wedding. It's one thing to be makel for the first 30 days after the wedding, but more than 30, there's no such number. So therefore, the Rashi al Karkach held like the Ravid. Rashi says called Shloshim Yayim because he holds the Shloshim of Mishta and the Shloshim of Chasna are exactly the same, and the Rambam and the Rosh hold Fakert. So the whole schedule here, like the Rambam and Rashi, like the Rambam and the Rosh, and like the Ravid and Rashi, are two different. Totally different schedules. There's a Ramban. This is in the Chiddush of Reb Shimon. Reb Shimon brings this machlokes between the Ravid and Rashi, we'll call it, and the Rambam and the Rosh. And he says that l'chayra there's a Ramban in Masechtas Mayit Katan, that should fit like one of the two shittas. What does the Ramban say? The halacha is that Yamtif is Ayla L'minyan Shiva, L'minyan Shleishim. As I was mentioned before, that when you count Shleishim, if someone's buried in Chamayit, so the Shleishim starts from the days of Chamayit and Yamtif are included in the Shleishim. The Ramban asks why. It's Yamtif. He's not being Naig Avelis on Yamtif. And for Shiva, it's not Ayla. Somebody loses a relative and they bury Chalmayit, they have to have Shiva after Yamtif. So why does Yamtif, why is it Oilu Fishloishim? What's the difference? So the Ramban answers, you know why it's Oilu? Because what are the Surim of Shloishim? The main Surim of Shloishim are an Issa to take a haircut and an Issa to do laundry. Giyotz v'tasvairus. The Issa of Shloishim basically is Giyotz v'tasvairus. It's haircuts and laundry. If so, it's like the Ramban, on Yom Tif, Giyutz and Tespairus are also. You're not taking a car on Yom Tif, even on Chalmayit. Now do laundry on Chalmayit or Yom Tif. You are allowed to sit on a chair. You are allowed to go out on Yom Tif. So things that are Negei Shiva, the Shiva starts after Yom Tif. Why? Because on Yom Tif, you're not being like Shiva. On Yantif, you're sitting on a normal chair. On Yantif, you're on Chomayit at least, you're allowed to bathe. You're allowed to do things that are also in the middle of Shiva. So therefore, the dinim of Shiva don't start till after Yantif ends. Mashayke, the dinim of Shleishim. The dinim of Shleishim, our Isser Giyotz v'tasvairis. That applies even on Yantif. So why shouldn't Yantif count? So therefore, Yantif counts for the Shleishim. That's what it says in the Ramban. By Stais, it's not a full hanhog of Shiva. Certain things are Shiva Nayib. It says certain things are not Nayib. That's why it's not idle for Shiva. But he says for Shleishim, the reason it counts is because you're Nayib. That's how the Ramban works in Mayakot. Zakhrib Shimon, 1 minute. Why is it idle to minyan Shleishim? Because there's an Isser Giyotz and Tespairus on Yom Tif, that's why it counts for Shleishim. What about a Chasin? It's Taka true a Chasin, the Shivas Yemei Mishnah, it's a Yom Tif for him. But he's allowed to do laundry. He's allowed to take a haircut and during Shivas Yemei Mishnah, during Sheva Brachas. There's no Isser. So what comes out from this Ramban is that there's a difference between a Yom Tif, Pesach and Sukkot and Shavuos, and a chasen. Why is a yom tif ayla to minyan shleishim? Only because there's an iser giyotz v'tasvairus. That's why it's ayla to minyan shleishim. So that applies to a regular yom tif. Masha'en ken chasen. A chasen is mutter b'giyotz v'tasvairus. He's not noyig shleishim. So that fits with the shita that the shleishim starts after the Shivas Yemei HaMishnah, because during the Shivas Yemei HaMishnah, you would have been taken in Giyotz and Tespairus. So Mela, it starts afterwards. So the Ramban fits with the Rambam and the Rosh. And we gain with this to answer the Kasha of the Ravid. The Ravid asked on the Rambam, what's the difference? My Nafkamina, what's the difference? Yom Tif counts for shleishim, and a Sheva Brachas week shouldn't count for shleishim. Like this, it's answered, of course. Yom Tif counts for Shleishim, why? Because there's an Issagiyas for Tespairus. And Chasav HaKalah, there's no Issagiyas for Tespairus. So may let's not Ayla L'minyan Shleishim. So with this, he answers the Rambam, he explains the Rambam sheet, and he answers the Taina of the Ravid. Okay, so far so good. So what do we have? We have two types of Yom Tif. We have a Yom Tif like Sukkot and Shavuos and Pesach, which do count for Shleishim and do not count for Shiva. We have Chosin. Like the Ravid, Chosin is the same as Yom Tif. That a Chosin and Yom Tif are exactly the same. They're, both of them are Oila L'Shleishim for counting Shleishim and not for Shiva. And according to the Rambam, there's a difference. The Rambam, the Rosh, and now the Ramban all hold that there's nafkamina. that there's a that what counts for shloishim only yamtiv, which is also betaspiris and begiots, but not chasim. You following so far? All strange concepts, right? All right, so we have yamtiv and we have chasim akala. So far, I think you can figure it out. I'm throwing one more thing, which I hope I'm not going to lose those of you who are still with it. We're with Reb Shimon. Okay? Before I go weiter, what's the machlaikis? Machlaikis is, how do we look at Shivasi Mea Mishnah v'chasin kal? Okay? The Ravid says it's exactly like Yom Tif. And just like Yom Tif counts for Shloishim, chasin kal counts for Shloishim. That's the Ravid Shita. Okay? The Rambam and the Rosh say, no, Yom Tif counts for Shloishim, and Chasakala don't count for Shloishim. So the Ravid says, what's the difference? Why should Yom Tif regular Yom Tif Dairaisa be different than Chasakala? So for that, Reb Shimon uses the Ramban. That the difference is that why does Yom Tif count for Shloishim? Because it's also Begiyat Vitat Virus. But Shayankin Chasin, who's allowed to take a haircut, so it doesn't count for Shloishim. Okay, it's a very glad the whole Cheshman, I think, is a very glatta cheshbon and two shitas and how to look at this. Reb Shimon throws in one more factor. He says, now I don't know if you're aware of this halacha, Yom Tif Sheini, Shalgalus, the last day Yom Tif, the ninth day of Sukkot, we call Simchas Torah, or the second day of Shavuos, or the eighth day of Pesach. It's a very unusual halacha. We have someone by us in the shul whose father passed away, Chol Moed Sukkos. So they did a kvura on Chol Moed Sukkos, then he writes kriya on Chol Moed Sukkos, he came home and ate a suda savara, he ate the suda they eat when they come home, and right after that, he took off his kriya baged, and he went, and he was Noeg Yom Tov. And when does he start shiva? On the last Simchas Torah was Sunday, Monday he started Shiva. How many days Shiva does he have to have? So normally Shiva is 7 days, which works out well because it's called Shiva. So 7 days. There's an unusual halacha that Yom Tif Sheini, since it's only Yom Tif Derabanan, counts towards the Shiva. So that this particular person who started saying Shiva on Monday sat Shiva only till Shabbos. Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Shabbos. And Shabbos by day, the Shiva ended. So you didn't have to sit Shiva Matzah Shabbos. Because Simchas Torah, despite the fact that he was not Noyeg Avelos in Simchas Torah, but Yom Tif Sheini Shalgalus counts as one of the days of the Shiva. It's, the only reason given is that it's a Derabanan, the Holy Yom Tif Sheini is a Derabanan. So for Avelos, they were Mekel. They were Machmer to keep an extra day Yantif, but they didn't cause him to have a longer Avelos. That's Halacha Pesuka. There's no Machlaikas. Yantif Sheini counts. Okay. Now, let's get back, if we can, to the Machlaikas, the Rambam, and the Ravid. Again.
He said 6 days and 5 days.
It's 5 days plus a morning. Right? That's Shiva is 6 days plus a morning. What? No, kfura doesn't count. He didn't sit shiva there. He asked kriya. He didn't sit on the floor. He kept his shoes on. So now let's get back to the machlokes derived in the Rambam. The question was, do we count the shivas yemei sheva brachis towards shloishim? So let's see again. What was the Ravid svara? Why we do count it towards shloishim? We said it should be like Yom Tif, just like Yom Tif counts to Shloishim. Shavis Yemei Shevrach should count to Shloishim. What was the Rambam Svara? Why does the Rambam say it doesn't count to Shloishim? So that was the Ramban. Because why does Yom Tif count to Shloishim? Because it's also Begiyas and Tasvayis. Mashayin Kain, Shavis Yemei Mishnah, not also Begiyas and Tasvayis. So now the Ravid needs Hezbollah. Good. You see, I've somehow didn't explain this to well enough for everybody to follow. If you don't follow, don't say no. But if you do follow, you can shake your head yes. I'll explain again. Okay, start from scratch. Okay? You have a chasen, who kept Shivas Yimei HaMishta, and then he keeps Shivas Yimei HaVeilus. How does he count the 30 days of HaVeilus? You all know there's such a thing as Shleishim of HaVeilus. How does he keep Shleishim? It's a very simple machlokes. The Rambam and the Rosh say he counts the Shleishim beginning from... Those who shook their head, yes. The Rambam and the Rosh say he counts the Shleishim from after the Shivas Yimei HaMishta. Okay, he has 7 days of Sheva Brachos, and then 30 days. That's the Rambam Shita. And the Shita of the Ravid is the 30-day stuff of when the Mace died. It's simple enough. Okay? According to the Rambam, you have 37 days until the Avelis ends, for Misa. And according to the Ravid, it's a total of 30 days. L'chaira, okay? There's a Raya to the Ravid. Because we have exactly the same Shiloh. By not a chasen, by a regular yomtiv, Pesach, Sukkah, Shavuos. If someone is buried on Pesach or Sukkot, do the days of Sukkot count towards Shleishim? And the other halach is yes, the days of Sukkot count towards Shleishim. So that's a raya. Since we compare a chasen to yomtiv, it's a raya that a chasen should be the same as yomtiv. And since Yom Tov counts to Ech Shleishim, a Chassan should also count to Ech Shleishim. That's a Raya to Shitas. Shitas Haravid, that the Chassan's day Shivas Yimei HaMishta count to Ech Shleishim. Because the Raya is saying it's exactly like Yom Tov. What's the problem? It's exactly the same as Yom Tov. So that, to answer the Rambam, how does the Rambam answer that? So that, Reb Shimon brings in the Rambam. Reb Shimon says, and this is Simon Vav in the Reb Shimon, he says, that's the Ramban. The Ramban says, no. The Ravid says, Chosin and Yom Tov are the same. The Ramban says, wait, it's not the same. Why does Yom Tov count? Because it's also Begiyetz V'Tespiris. But there's nothing to do with Chosin. A Chosin's Mutter Begiyetz V'Tespiris. So a Yom Tov counts towards the 30 days, because Lamaisi doesn't take a haircut. He ends up 30 days without a haircut. But a chassan is permitted to take a haircut during Shivas Yimei HaMishta, so his 7 days of Yom Tov don't count. That's the answer. Now Reb Shimon has answered the Rambam. Now we have to go back and explain the Ravid. So Reb Shimon says, the Ravid al Taina, 1 minute. Shivas Yimei HaMishta, is that the Raisa de Rabbana? The first day of Mishta, the Rosh said from the Ramah, it's the Raisa. But the 7 days of Sheva Brachos, everyone holds us to Rabbana. So the Ravid will hold, 1 minute, Yom Tov Sheni, because it's a Rabbanan, even counts towards Shiva, even though you're not Nayig Shiva on Yom Tov Sheni. But because it's a Rabbanan, it's Nayig. So the Ravid will taina that Chasin, Yemei Chasin Kala, are days that are Yom Tov to Rabbanan. So it should be no different than Yom Tov Achrayin, which is a Drabanan. And Afal Pikein, it's Oila to the Minyan. So his time, now you have to go back and answer the other way. But at least, what we're ending up doing is we're saying, the Ravid could compare it to Yom Tov Sheni. And he has a Raya that it counts even when you're not Nayag Avelis. Because there it counts for Shiva, you're certainly not Nayag Shiva and Yom Tov Sheni. So I'll say the same thing. The Shivas Yimei Chasan Kala, even though you're not Noyeg Yisr or Giyatz and Tespires, it should still be Yael. The Rambam and the Ramban, for whatever reason, which also has to be explained, but they compare it to Yom Tov Deiraisa. By Yom Tov Deiraisa, the only reason it counts is because there's an Yisr, Giyatz and Tespires. So Mimela, the Chasan Kala, where there's no Yisr, Giyatz and Tespires, it's not Yael. Yeah.
Why don't the last 6 days of
Oh, so Reb Shimon says, Taka, why don't we say that the 7 days of Sheva Brachos, if you hold all 7 days of Drabanan, so let the 7 days of Sheva Brachos, which are at Drabanan, let them take away the whole Shiva. So he says, because we don't do that, where it's Mevatel the entire Shiva that we don't say. To Mevatel the whole Shiva, so we're not going to Mevatel the whole Shiva.
So we only one day.
What?
Only one
I mean, if you hold the first day's Deiraisa. He doesn't address that. He's assuming that all 7 days are Drabanan, which Lamaisa most Rishonim hold.
So you You
can't just do that arbitrarily. Just make up a day so you should gain 6 days.
Well,
it's not that you did it. It's that the Rabbanim didn't require you to sit if the days elapsed.
So the days elapsed or
right, it's not that way. Either we have to set it up one way or the other. We can't just say, all right, keep one day. Why should you keep one day? Either it's idle, it's not idle. It's idle for everything but one. Make a taste. Like the Ramah, you can have a kasha. The first day is deraisa, so then you talk have a kasha. At any rate, this is the way Reb Shimon analyzes this machlaikis. But the Nitziv did, which is, I think, why it got complicated, is he plugged it into Rashi and Asugya, machlaikis Rashi and the Rosh, on the Shivas, on the Lamed Yaim, that you have to sit down and figure out yourself and Yisrael Hashem. The Chazashi, you'll figure out, you'll see if it fits in well. I think that's where the confusion or the complication set in. The Gemara ends, V'dafka aviv shal chasna ima shal kala, delakinish the tarach lu, avalip chalai. And I think we spoke a little about this last week. Amar afra ba papa rav chista, v'yshanu ala shanasa mayin agabi basar, avaloyna samayim agabi basar mizdavi. It's only if there's also a hefsid. You should think. It's just because it's aviv shal chasna, can't prepare, but you also need that it should be b'makim hefsid. Amarava u'bekrach afal pishenasamayim al gabi basam is damin. In a big city, you can always sell food. Food you always find customers for, so it won't be a hefsid. Amar a papu b'kfarin in a small city apishalay nasamayim al gabi basam leim is damin. Eladrav chistaych mishkachasla. How do you ever have a case of our whole sugya? It's not big, it's not little, it's somewhere in between. So in such a case, Rav Chista said his chiddush. So the Gemara brings a raya. From a braisa. Tanya kavasid Rav Chista, hare shahaya pita yafei tifchay tefuach v'yenei mazug. We're going to come back to that, because everything else in the braisa is the same as before. We'll come back to that too. Right, there are two loose ends. We have to get to Taisvis, but in the Gemara there are two loose ends, two questions which many of you have asked me and which we didn't discuss in Shia yet about this Avelus with the Chasen business. One is, why are we Mekel? Because it's a Hefsid, the food, the Suda. Why do we allow Bia for this couple? Why don't they just get married? And then have beer. This whole sugya assumed that the v'chasid kala become aveilim if there's no hefsid, so they have aveilus first and then they get married. If there's a hefsid, then they get married. So I understand, because of a hefsid they get married. But why do we let them have beer? What's a hesbah? Why is beer mutter? Anybody have a hesber? Why do we not to be here?
Because there's no suda
without
the simcha, the main simcha, that's the whole suda. What's the purpose of it?
It has to be.
The whole reason, the loss. And therefore, if you have a loss, make a suda. What's the suda? The whole purpose of the suda is to have simcha and that's the vacation.
Maybe you have to say something like that the part of the simcha takes away from the simcha. Tasabia takes away from the simcha, even though it happens. People get married, have a chuppas nida, and the bia is not mutter for a little while, and they have a chasna. It's like a regular chasna.
And the father dies, so it's ozav of the imai.
It's the whole mitzvah. It's the tashri. Afloa is the kasha. The afloa says an interesting teretz. The afloa says, what are we talking about? Kedushin and nesuin here. Talking about nesuin, right? Well, the whole sugi is talking about the chuppah. The Rambam Shita is, what's chuppah? Yichud aroy labia. So he says, you can't ask them in Bia and say, make the wedding and they'll be us in Bia. You can't do that. Because you can't make a wedding if they're us in Bia. You need a Yichud HaRoi LaBia. They don't really need a Bia. But you need a Yichud HaRoi LaBia. So since you can't make a wedding without a Yichud HaRoi LaBia, so you have to be Matir the Bia. No. As long as they're available. What? What about Nida and Achinani? According to the Rambam Shita, he said there'll be a problem with Chuppas Nida. You can't make a Chuppah with a Nida and Achinani, like the Rambam. Achinami. Rambam will hold that Chuppas
Nida.
According to the Rambam, if this Kala would be a Nida, you'd cancel the whole thing. Not only that, if she wouldn't be an Aveva, you would also cancel the whole thing. So according to the Rambam, anytime a woman's a Nida, you don't make a Chuppah. Achinami. Like the Rambam Shita is, you need Yichud HaRoi LaBia. You can't do it. Bia's needed.
What is
the Pashtas Rambam? Except, what's the except? This is what the Afla says. Now, first of all, he's only answering it according to the Rambam. And more than that, what? According to Reb Naftali, this Afla doesn't hold like the Reb Naftali. Rav Tali said that even like the Rambam, you could really have a chuppah that's not Roi Labia. Roi Labia is for Dvarim Shebeinai Labeinu. But outside of that, you can make chuppah, Teishas Ish, if they're married. So L'chayr, that flaws teretz falls away according to Rav Naftali's Hezber in the Rambam. So it needs a little bit of Hesber. And the truth is, the only way out, and the shach is discussion. The only way out is to say that the Iker Mishteh is somehow tied to Bia. Which is not the way we win Nayik today. I mean, today, a Chasen Kal get married, even if she's a Nida, they make a Mishteh, and then a few days later, she goes to the Mikvah, and they have Bia, there's no Mishteh.
I don't know.
My nafkamina. I mean, the question is, why is Bia mutter? I mean, if you can ask a Bia because of Avelos, that's worse than asking Bia because of Nida. Maybe to express Avelos is worse than a chasna.
The Shach
asks, why is Bia... Well, no, he's asking the same kash as that flaw. But he doesn't say that flaw is teretz. He just says that to make a mishta, you have to be matabia. It seems maybe like we were saying before, that it's to make a part of the simcha. Halach is that it's mutter. But it's like one of the kashas in the sugya that needs a hezbo.
The whole hezbo is to make
a what? Right. So if we push off the Bia, what's going to be bad?
Well, you already had the Suda.
So it won't be Kal Bein of Light Siyah, you had the Suda. So it won't be. It's because the Bia is late, that shouldn't change it. So we're left with this, we don't really have a satisfying terrace to this Kasha. There's a second L'chayra big kasha on this sugya, which, alright, we'll see Taisus in a minute, but the question is, why don't we bury the mace right away? And then, why don't we bury the mace right away? Why do we push off burial? Bury the mace and then do the chasana. Why machnis tas hamace l'cheder? Because... So according to those who hold that Yomisu Kvura, we spoke out last week, so it's a good terence, right? There were those Rishon who held that Yomisu Kvura is Dairaisa, so we want to make the Yomisu and Yom Kvura on two different days, that's fine. Otherwise it's Shver. Now Taisus is going to say a terence, but Taisus' terence won't fit like all the Rishonim. Let's see the top Taisus, which I assume you've all seen. Bayo Bias Mitzvah, Pirish Kaidim Shiik for Ames. Avalachashinik falai, kadamina besamach, dvarim shaltsin a naik. What are the words of Taisus? Taisus, you bury. After Bia. Because once you bury, you can't do Bia. Because Dvar Shaltzin and Ayin, there's an Issa Bia. Why isn't there an Issa Bia before you bury? What's the answer? Why isn't there an Issa Bia before you bury? Huh? You follow? Everyone follows what we be Medaik from Taisus. Taisus says that you have to bury later to be Mata Bia. Because once you bury, Bia is awesome. That means before burial, Bia is Mutter. Why is Bia Mutter before you bury? So we had last week a machlokes, the Rambam and the Ravid. If an Einain is Aser and an Yone Avelus, the Rambam said which way? That there are no Dine Avelus for an Einain? An Einain is allowed to take a shower, etc. The Ramban held Avelus do apply to an Einain. And this Taisus holds like the Rambam. Because this Taisus says that Bia is Mutta before burial. That an Einain has no Issa Bia before burial. So Taisus is saying, why don't we bury right away? Because once you bury, there's an Issa Bia. Before burial, he's an Einain, he's not an Avel. Yisuri Avelis don't apply. Like we said last week, the Rambam holds, an Einain is part of a kol mitzvah shabbatayra. So he's part of the mitzvah of Avelis. And he's allowed to be Baila's wife. Any Einan, not just a chas. According to Ra, any Einan could take a shower, or could do laundry, and could be Baila. Because he's part of a mitzvah of Avelis. That's the sheet of the Rambam and Taisus. The sheet of the Ramban is that Avelis applies to an Einan. According to the Ramban, the Kasha comes back. Why don't we bury? If Avelis applies Sai before burial and Sai after, why don't we bury him? And then the Kasha comes back. But if he means Bia, then it's good. It's good. Okay. Alright, Lehalacha, we paskin like the Ramban. We paskin that Avelus does apply to an Einain. So that if somebody is an Einain, Le'aleinu, it happens all the time to people. Their parents die. And then they're also to take a shower and all the halachas apply. And that's basically the way with Nayik. There are two issues that are Negeya Lamaisa. The two issues which are Negeya Lahalacha very much Lamaisa. One of them, an oval is not allowed to sit on a chair. He has to sit on the floor. Were you ever by a levaya? Does the oval sit on the floor? The craven, they sit on the floor by a levaya, they sit on a regular seat. Huh? You always see them sitting on a regular seat. It's a davar tumua. We pass them like the Ramban. That Avelus is Nayig. Starting from the time of Aninus, Avelus is Nayig. So why is it that they sit on a regular seat? Yikesh Rachayim is Matmiya on the Minig Olam. He recognizes that's the Minig Olam. But he wonders why, like we're inconsistent. We ask to take a shower, and we ask to change clothing, and we ask to be up, and they sit on a chair. What's that? They sit on a chair. So that's one area which is a little bit of a tamiya in the Minhag HaOlam. The second has to do with Mekach U'Memkar, with business. An oval is also in business. And a questions if an Einan could do business. Now you'll tell me, who cares? Well, Einan's not in the mood to go do business anyway. But there's an interesting din in Hilchas Avelus. I should mention to you, a lot of people are uncomfortable with Hilchas Avelus. There's a minig Yerushalayim I heard during Shiva. Somebody told me I lost the father. I was sitting Shiva. There's a minig. Have you ever heard the European Yidden? They get up. They say, "I'm Menachem Esam." They say, "Yerushalayim." So Nishvissim from Kain Tsar. Saying Yiddish, you shouldn't know any more tzar. So in Yerushalayim, they're makbid, that if a person still has one living parent, they don't say that. As a person lost both parents, they say, listen, it's Rishon Kaitzah. You should never be an novel again. But if a person still has a living parent, it's a curse. It doesn't mean you should never be an novel again. Derech Ha'ilam is that we all hope our parents live to 120, but the Derech Ha'ilam is that a child outlives a parent. No. The person says, when you're an novel, lo yaleinu. Every child who has parents, you know, it's a normal Derech Ha'ilam. We hope that the parents die before the child. The difference is that in Yerushalayim, they think about what they say. In America, you know, he says, it sounds like Chinese. You know, it doesn't matter. But, anyway, there's an important din, which is very negela, nice. For Rabbanim, it comes up all the time. A man has a business, and during Shiva, it's difficult. Today, it's not like once upon a time. Once upon a time, you had a store, you closed the store for 7 days, it's very simple. Many businesses are interwoven with other businesses. A person's parnasa is interwoven with other people's parnasa. You have employees, you have salesmen. It's not so simple to close a business today. If a man has a one-man business, he closes business for 7 days. Very often, what are you going to do? You make your employees won't have parnasa for 7 days. It's not such a double push. The proper thing to do, some Sefer writes, the best thing would be to close and pay your employees if you could afford it. So what's done is that the Ovel sells his business to someone else, especially if it's Shutvin. He sells it to his Shutvin. And for the 7 days, Itaka doesn't make any profit. Whatever profit comes, he doesn't get that week. But that way the business could be open. He sells the business. Now the proper time to do that is when the relative is sick. The relative is sick, and the doctors say there's no hope, he's going to die. That's the time to make a kinyan and sell the business. Most people in that situation don't think about it. They come to a Rav afterwards, and they ask the Rav, all right, I'm an Ovel, can I sell my business? Some Sefer says an Ovel can't sell his business because an Ovel's not allowed to sell anything. An Ovel's also been Mecca for Memka. So he can't sell his business either. So the minig is that during Aninus, we sell the business. During the period of Aninus, and with Saimach and Shita Sarambam, I think there's some Sefer writes, it's not only the Rambam Shita, it's Taisus Shita also. It brings out Taisus. Geshur Chaim certainly says, it's not just the Rambam, there are other Rishayim, and he brings out Taisus. So with Saimach and Taisus in this case, which is a case of Hefsid, even though we normally passionate the Ramban, but Makim Hefsid with Saimach and the Rambam and Taisus, that during Aninus, ideally it should be sold earlier, but during Aninus the business is sold, either to the Shutif, or if the Shutif is a relative who's also a novel, they sell it to a foreman or a manager in the business. And that's the way this comes Lamaisa. I mention it to you because it's Lamaisa. These are all dinim that are to Rabbanim, they're Nayig all the time. To individuals, they're Nayig hopefully only twice a lifetime, but this is Shitas Taisus. The next Taisus, Bilas Mitzvah.
What happens?
What?
What happens?
It's not done. You have to ask a shayla. It's not pashit. Rabbanim are usually makel. The question is to ask it the first 3 days. Makom Hefsid we allow. We try to during the day of the Levaya at the minig every place is to close the business. We try to keep a business closed 3 days, if it's possible. It's not 3 days, because one day is day Levaya anyway. The third day is Mitzvah Kekulai, the open leg. So it's really one day.
But
people have to ask a shayla. If he sells the business, he doesn't keep profits.
Let him just stay open and give away the profits.
Once his business is open, it's open.
It's not a business then, it's just a...
The business, to give it away later, if he wants to give it away, if he doesn't give it away. This is not making money. This is, if you have money in the bank, you can earn interest. This is having a business open. Just one of these, sort of another.
Giving the money away.
This is not the money. This is the hanhaga of, you're a novel, you have a business open. That's not halacha.
It has to be to a shutif, or it's all to his wife.
It doesn't have to be to a shutif. It could be to anybody. Just to a shutif. It's real. It's less of a halacha. Okay. The Taisis Bilas Mitzvah. Skip down to the next Taisis. Karilei Bilas Mitzvah. Mishum Dixif Kibay Alayach Isayach. Barminan Ein Isha Keres Espiris Elimisha Isayach Kli. There's a concept that the first bia is a bias mitzvah. It's an expression of bias mitzvah. And Taisa says, why is it called a bias mitzvah? Because it develops the chiba of chasa v'kal. There is some halacha in this as well. There is, later in this perek, in the rush, it brings down a custom that after the first bia, a chassan makes a bracha. If there's dam besulim, after the first bia, a chassan makes a bracha, ashetzog, egois began eden, there's a lashon of a bracha. It's not, people are not familiar with it because a person makes it once a lifetime. But there's a bracha the Rosh brings down, it's a simit hazvav in the Rosh here in this parak, that if the bia rishayna, if there's dam besulim, to make such a bracha.
Is it b'shem
amalchus? The Rosh says to make it b'shem amalchus. The Rambam says that it's a bracha she'ein lo makar b'shas. It's a letter in the Tshuvas Rambam. There's no such bracha. You can't make up new brachas. There's no makar in shas. And the Rambam holds not to make the bracha. The question is, how do you answer the kasha? It's a bracha she'ein lo makar b'shas. The Rosh, in other places, also tainis. There are a few brachas we make that have no makar. Like, Baruch Hashem lo'olam, amen v'yamein, the last bracha, brachas of Mariv, before Shemayin Esrei, you know, some places do make the bracha, some places don't. That's also a bracha she'en le'mekar b'shas. So some places have a minik to make the bracha, some don't. The Rosh says not to. The Rosh says a bracha she'en le'mekar b'shas, you don't say. So the kasha, the Rambam's kasha, is a shvera kasha. What's going on? Why does the Rambam hold that you make a... why does the Rosh hold you make such a bracha? So there's a prisha who's mesupik on the nature of the bracha. What's the lumdis of this bracha? Shetzarei goes beganei. And he's mitzadeh, maybe, he says, that it's a birchas hamitzvahs. Because since the first bia is called bilas mitzvah, even though Taisus says it's called a mitzvah because, b'lamaisa, it has an extra aspect of mitzvah. Every bia is a mitzvah, bein adam le'ishtai of aina. But here there's an extra aspect of mitzvah. So he says, perhaps this is a birchas hamitzvahs. If it is a birchas hamitzvah, there's no kasha that it's not a shas. Most birchas hamitzvahs are not a shas. In shas, it says in Pesachim, in the first parak we had, that you make a birchas hamitzvah, the al, netilas lulav or ali, right? We had some brachas ali, some al. The Gemara doesn't go through all brachas. It doesn't say which brachas make on lulav, which are mezuzah, which are makah, and which are on tefillin. It doesn't go through all the brachas. Birchas hamitzvahs, this Gemara says you make birchas hamitzvahs. Every mitzvah has its own form. Birchas HaShvach has to be in Shas. So if you learn that Boil Bilas Mitzvah, that this is a Birchas HaMitzvah, like the Prisha learns, so then the Rosh is answered. It's Taka Brach Shein LeMakar B'Shas, but it doesn't need a Makar. A Birchas HaMitzvah doesn't need a Makar. Halacha L'Maisa, we make this Bracha without Shem U'Malchus, being that it's a Machlaikis. You say, Baruch HaShetzog Eisam Egoiz Began Eden. There's a Nusach HaBracha, which... it's not an old Siddurim, but the Chassan Sfarim usually have it. And I wanted to get into a little bit of a pilpul, but today we stuck a little more to Pshat. Let me tell you a nice chap that the Hamakna says. In Shulchan Aruch it says that if at the chuppah they forgot to make the brachas, the sheva brachas at the chuppah, they forgot. You tell me whoever forgot. It's true, if you make a big fancy wedding, you know, you need kibbutim. No one's going to forget any of the kibbutim. But, you know, something happens. You have a couple that get married in Russia, and, you know, and the time that we have a friar person who barely knows what to do, and they make a quick chuppah. And they didn't make Sheva Brachas. They didn't know you make Sheva Brachas. So, in Shulchan Aruch, it says that you could be mashlim. You could be mashlim afterwards. But it doesn't say till when. Shulchan Aruch assumes if you forgot that night, you remember the next day. But until when could you be mashlim? So the Hamakdis says he could be mashlim as long as she's called a kala, and he's called a chasn. What is the longest period of time we find in Shas that a chasn is called a chasn or a kala is called a kala? So he says this Gemara that ma'ina ma'ina tashita min akala kol shalashim yad. You see, she's called kala till 30 days. So the Hamakdis brings this as a makar that she can make the bracha till 30 days, that she has a din kala for 30 days. So we have now a second nafkamina in the shleishim of a kali. You know, now it comes out chasan kala, just like avelim, a shiva shleishim in the shana rishayna, right? So
why not
say
what? Why not
shana
brachas
for the whole year? Why they cook? Because you don't find a shas that the shana rishayna calls. Question is, when does shana rishayna end in the ibayar? Is it 12 months or 13 months? Okay, tomorrow we're going to spend. My avails is only 12 months. But not mukhrich that everything do. Chasakal is like that. All right, tomorrow, let me just tell you the Taisis Aval is an important Taisis. There's nothing to be mefalpel on the Taisis. You should know the three sheetis in Taisis and spend time on it. I will not spend time on it, not because it's not important. But we're going to spend time on Rabbi Yechelin's memory. We're not going to turn the page. Rabbi Yechelin's memoir of Devarim Shel Tzinu Naye. So that, Yitzhak Hashem, will spend the Shulun the Rush in Simon Zion.